每日听写练习 Number one.
Yes, and don't forget simple formatting like numbering.
Didn't I use page numbers?
I didn't mean that. Look, you've remembered to include headers and footers, which is good, but listing ideas clearly is important. Number them or use bullet points, which is even clearer.Then you'll focus the reader on your main points. Yes, and don't forget simple formatting like numbering. Yes, and don't forget simple formatting like numbering.Yes, and don't forget simple formatting like numbering.
Didn't I use page numbers? Didn't I use page numbers? Didn't I use page numbers?
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Look, you've remembered to include headers and footers, which is good.You've remembered to include headers and footers, which is good. Look, you've remembered to include headers and footers, which is good. But listing ideas clearly is important.But listing ideas clearly is important. But listing ideas clearly is important. Number them or use bullet points, which is even clearer. Number them or use bullet points.Which is even clearer. Number them or use bullet points, which is even clearer. Then you'll focus the reader on your main points. Then you'll focus the reader on your main points.Then you'll focus the reader on your main points. Yes, and don't forget simple formatting like numbering.
Didn't I use page numbers?
I didn't mean that. Look, you've remembered to include headers and footers, which is good, but listing ideas clearly is important. Number them or use bullet points, which is even clearer.Then you'll focus the reader on your main points.
Number two.
What kind of coursework would I have to do?
Well, it's a mixture. You'd be expected to write an essay each month, which counts towards your final assessment.
What kind of coursework would I have to do?What kind of coursework would I have to do? What kind of coursework would I have to do?
Well, it's a mixture. Well, it's a mixture. Well, it's a mixture. You'd be expected to write an essay each month. You'd be expected to write an essay each month. You'd be expected to write an essay each month. Which counts towards your final assessment. Which counts towards your final assessment. Which counts towards your final assessment.
What kind of coursework would I have to do?
Well, it's a mixture. You'd be expected to write an essay each month, which counts towards your final assessment. Which counts towards your final assessment.
How do you get on with your tutor? I don't think I'm on the same wavelength as mine, so I feel I'm not getting anything out of the tutorials. It would be more productive to read a book instead.
Oh, mine's very demanding. She gives me lots of feedback and advice, so I've got much better at writing essays. And she's helping me plan my revision for the end of year exams.
How do you get on with your tutor? How do you get on with your tutor? How do you get on with your tutor? I don't think I'm on the same wavelength as mine. I don't think I'm on the same wavelength as mine. I don't think I'm on the same wavelength as mine. So I feel I'm not getting anything out of the tutorials. So I feel I'm not getting anything out of the tutorials. So I feel I'm not getting anything out of the tutorials. It would be more productive to read a book instead. It would be more productive to read a book instead. It would be more productive to read a book instead.
Oh, mine's very demanding. She gives me lots of feedback and advice. Oh, mine's very demanding. She gives me lots of feedback and advice. Oh, mine's very demanding. She gives me lots of feedback and advice. So I've got much better at writing essays. So I've got much better at writing essays. So I've got much better at writing essays. And she's helping me plan my revision for the end of year exams. And she's helping me plan my revision for the end of year exams. And she's helping me plan my revision for the end of year exams.
How do you get on with your tutor? I don't think I'm on the same wavelength as mine, so I feel I'm not getting anything out of the tutorials. It would be more productive to read a book instead.
Oh, mine's very demanding. She gives me lots of feedback and advice, so I've got much better at writing essays. And she's helping me plan my revision for the end of year exams.
Number 4.
Another drawback I remember it mentioned was that Questionnaire data tends not to reveal anything unexpected because it is limited to the questions fixed in advance by the researcher. Another drawback I remember it mentioned was that Another drawback I remember it mentioned was that Another drawback I remember it mentioned was that Questionnaire data tends not to reveal anything unexpected because Questionnaire data tends not to reveal anything unexpected because Questionnaire data tends not to reveal anything unexpected because it is limited to the questions fixed in advance by the researcher. It is limited to the questions fixed in advance by the researcher. It is limited to the questions fixed in advance by the researcher. Another drawback I remember it mentioned was that questionnaire data tends not to reveal anything unexpected because it is limited to the questions fixed in advance by the researcher.